Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito. This evening we'll be in conversation with John Carter Cash, the son of the late Johnny Cash, and we'll be talking about a book called Johnny Cash, Forever Words, The Unknown Poems. Since his first recordings in 1955, Johnny Cash was an icon in the music world. In this collection of poems and song lyrics that have never been published before, we see the world through his eyes and view his reflection of his own inner reality, his frailties, and his strengths alike. In his hallmark voice, he pens verses about love, pain, freedom, and mortality, and expresses insights on culture, his family, his fame, even Christmas. John Carter Cash, who has been involved in music all his life, is an accomplished and award-winning record producer, as well as singer, songwriter, and recording artist. The grandson of Maybelle Carter and the only son to John R. Cash and June Carter Cash, he preserves the family legacy and is caretaker of the heritage of his musical ancestors. The book is edited and introduced by Paul Muldoon, who is the author of 12 collections of verse, including Moy, Sand, and Gravel, for which he won the 2003 Pulitzer Prize for Poetry. Well, good evening, John Carter Cash. It's a pleasure to have you on Around Cincinnati.
Yes, sir. Glad to be here with you. Hello, Cincinnati.
Well, John, Forever Words, The Unknown Poems by your father, Johnny Cash, was quite a read. And I was really, really moved by the depth of the written words and the sentiments that were included therein. Your father absolutely was a deep person.
Oh, yes, he definitely was. And, you know, all that is to be found within the pages, the depth of his character, who he was, the different aspects of who he was. Of course, you know, my father was a man of great faith in God. He was also enamored with the great loves of his life. And he fell short in many ways also. You know, he struggled with his addiction. He also had a great endurance at the end of his life, that in the face of infirmity and sickness, that he continued on. And all that is within these pages, the different aspects of who he was, and it can be seen here with humor, with light, with hope, and there's so much here.
Well, John, I would agree with you, and I think you really make a great point that your dad, Johnny Cash, was fully human with all the frailties, contradictions that come with, you know, basically being a human being.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely so. And it's amazing that he could expose all these different things about himself, that he could show these frailties, but still never lose his honor. And I believe that's because if we look deeply within ourselves, we realize we're all flawed. And he was able to exhibit these flaws and still not lose his character. What a beautiful thing.
As I was reading through the poems, you know, I was struck that your father was kind of a real man of the soil. You know, his Arkansas boyhood and upbringing, I felt, really came through in all this work.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely so. And, yeah, it does. It shines right through. And you know, what is poetry? To me, it's something that touches us deeply when we read it. And these words definitely do that.
You know, as I was reading through the poems, Woody Guthrie came to my mind, Pete Seeger, and even, you know, maybe some early Bob Dylan in the way that those artists wrote.
Yeah. You know, I mean, what is to be recognized in the future? I believe that Dad is one of our great cultural, literary American figures. Dad was influencing Dylan. Dylan influenced my father.
Right.
In the 60s. Of course, he was listening to Woody Guthrie and the Carter family and whatnot when my dad was young. And I believe that it's no less. It's like apples and oranges, flowers on the tree, as far as what's beautiful and what shines.
Well, sure. Hey, John, talking about your dad's poetry, are there some poems that you would like to read for us?
Well, you know, the one that stands out to me the most, probably, in my heart, is Forever. It's on the back of the book, and it says, "You tell me that I must perish like the flowers that I cherish, nothing remaining of my name, nothing remembered of my fame. The trees I planted still are young. The songs I sang will still be sung." And to me, that's as profound as anything. And that was written mere days before my father passed away.
Uh-huh.
He was looking at his life, and he was looking at what was to come and the short days that he felt he had left. And he knew that the goodness that was there would still endure. And he believed he had faith.
Hey, you got another one that you'd like to read for us?
Yeah, man. I love the humor that was in my father's heart. And the fact, you know, that he could laugh so rightfully. I love Don't Make a Movie About Me. If anyone made a movie about my life, I wouldn't like it, but I'd watch it twice. If they halfway tried to do it right, there'd be 40 screenwriters working day and night. They'd need a research team from Uncle Sam and go from David Allan Coe to Billy Graham. So it's great humor. Don't let them drag old Hickory Lake for my telephones and bottles and roller skates. Down 40 feet in the Cumberland mud, there's a rusty old gun that once shed blood. Out 100 yards from my lakeside home, weighed down with a rock and a skirt and a blouse, a dozen pairs of boots that made a dozen corns, trombones, trumpets, harmonicas, and horns, the tapes that I threw from the lakeside door, Silverstein, Christopherson from the years before. Everything has a story that should be let be, so don't make a movie about me.
Well, John, is there anything else that you would like to impart to us about Forever Words, the Unknown Poems by Johnny Cash?
You know, my father was a man of light and laughter, and I hope that people recognize that also, that even though the darknesses, the struggles, the pains were there, the addiction, that there was always hope, that there was always beauty, you know, within his heart. And I believe all that can be found within the words of my father and in the book Forever Words.
Well, John, thank you so much for being with us this evening. All the best to you.
Thanks so much. Good talking.
We've been in conversation with John Carter Cash, son of the great music icon Johnny Cash, talking about the book Forever Words, the Unknown Poems by Johnny Cash, edited and introduced by Paul Muldoon, and the foreword by John Carter Cash. More information can be found on our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito. Have a great evening.
Well, the bear will be gentle, and the wolf will be tame, and the lion shall lay down with the lamb, oh yes, and the beast from the wild will be led by a child, and I'll be changed from this creature that I am, oh yes.
There will be peace in the valley for me someday.
There will be peace in the valley for me, dear Lord, I pray. Be peace in the valley for me.